Good evening. I'm Alan Lipke, and this is a Common Path Forum. We have a special group of people in the studio here, and we will be discussing some of the things you have just heard. Our moderator tonight, our facilitator, is Professor Navita James, and we have a group of participants here who have come from all over the Bay Area to talk about immigration and how it affects them.
Good evening, everyone. We are very happy that you are joining us as we investigate Florida's Common Path, as we look at the places from which we all have come, and particularly looking at where we are going in the future. In our studios this evening, we do have several people to talk to us about some of their perspectives on immigration. And I'd like to ask each of them to just very quickly say your name, where you're from, and let's just start with that, and then we'll come back and look at some of the issues that you just heard. So very quickly, please introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Wade Matthews. I'm up from Sarasota. I'm a member of the board of directors of an organization called Floridians for a Sustainable Population. And I've lived in Latin America, for maybe 12 years, in Spanish-speaking Latin America for 8, and in Portuguese-speaking Brazil for a couple of years, and in several other parts of the world.
I have been living in the United States for the last 18 years and have been calling Florida home for the last 7 years. I work for the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce and I'm managing the International Economic Development for the Chamber.
My name is Rodrigo Diaz. I am a native Tampan. My family has lived in Tampa since the year 1910. I'm the great-grandson, grandson, son, and husband of immigrants from Latin America. I was a Peace Corps volunteer and served in the Dominican Republic for 3 years, where I met my wife. And I am now a children's librarian in Ruskin, Florida. Much of my work is done with immigrant farm worker people in the community.
Good evening. My name is Shantia Singh, and I'm a third-generation Indian, born in Guyana, moved to Canada, lived there for 13 years, and now living in Florida for 12 years. I'm a business person, and I live in St. Petersburg.
Hello, my name is Marcelo Vera. I'm the director of distance learning at the University of South Florida College of Arts and Sciences, also an adjunct professor for the Mass Communication School. I lived in Florida for about 18 years. Previously, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri, the first place where I came from, Bolivia.
My name is Clarence Ford. I'm a native Floridian, been living in Florida for the past 62 years. I am with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, where I head up the community relations program there at the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Set up area programs for deputies in cultural diversity, community relation workshops.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm a native Tampan. I work as an engineer.
My name is Mary Buffard. I guess I immigrated here to Florida in 1978 from Cleveland, Ohio, and I am a business representative for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 824.
And that is our group with us in the studio this evening. The first part of the first conversation starter that you have heard on the air tonight dealt with issues of Americanization when immigrants come to this country. How long does it take them to become Americanized? What is the cost to the country when they're becoming Americanized? So what are your reactions on immigration? What do you want to tell this listening population tonight?